Remember, as you go forward in your medical sales career, the patient always comes first. Don't go away. This is the beginning. This is not the end. I know if you listen to my podcast, that's how I end every podcast. But today I'm starting out with it because I'm going to be talking about what it means to put the patient first. On today's episode of the Medical Sales Guru podcast and the Medical Sales Channel on YouTube. Get ready. Hello, my friends. This is Mace Haroff. I want to welcome you to another episode of the Medical Sales Guru podcast and the Medical Sales Channel on YouTube. I'm glad you're here. Let's get down to it. It's a sad reality, but most reps don't think about the patient. They think about themselves, making a sale so they could earn a commission. And most customers sense that most reps are really only interested in making a sale. This is a sad reality. And while I have conversations with sales reps all the time, many of them will say, well, no, I stay focused on the patient because I hear you say, Mace, that the patient always comes first. And I know that if I'm focused on the patient, that the customer will sense that I'm truly interested in making a difference for them, their patients, and their practice. Only most reps don't talk about the patient. What do most reps talk about? Their product, which in effect is talking about you. If you're talking about your product to the customer, it's the same as if you're talking about you, because they know if you're talking about your product, it's because you want to sell a product to generate a commission, and that goes to you. It's all about you. And when you do this, it feels like it's because you just want to make a sale. Who is the customer most concerned about? Let's be honest, themselves, probably. They want to make their lives easier, and you can differentiate yourself by helping them to do that. But for great HCPs, the ones who are really motivated, inspired to do what's great for their patients, they're in the practice of healthcare because they truly want to make a difference. Yeah, they want to make a great income for themselves and their family, but they really want to make a difference for their patients. So for great HCPs, they're looking for sales reps who can convey a similar sort of feeling when they're engaging these customers. You see, great HCPs, they're focused on the patient. Either way, they're more interested in either themselves or the patients than they are about you. Most of the time, your efforts will affect the patient in some capacity, some way. So what you want to do is you want to consider your product and ask yourself this question. This is about being a patient-focused rep. Consider your product and ask yourself this question. How does my product or service impact the patient differently than the product the customer is currently using? You know how it's different. You probably have the product profiler and you could go through it step by step. But specifically, how does your product impact the patient differently? Look at the overall benefits that your product brings not only to the healthcare professional, but also to the patient as well. In fact, especially the patient. For example, does it cost less? Because if the patient's paying for the product, that's a consideration. Does it offer better outcomes, such as less pain, less risk, faster healing? These are all things that patients care about. So what is your competitive differentiator from the patient's perspective or from the HCP's perspective? You see, the patient wants what's best for them. They want a great experience. And great HCPs, healthcare professionals, they want a great experience for their patient. So when you talk about the patient, the customer can't help but sense that you care because you're taking a different approach. And when you focus on the patient, you're often doing something your competitors aren't doing. It also does something important. It helps to keep your customers focused on the patient as well. They think and will say that everything they do is for or in the patient's best interest. Hopefully that's true. But if you are a sales representative and all you do is focus on the product, then your customers are just going to focus on the product. But you see, if you take a different approach than your competition, who are likely focused on products, and you talk about the patient and how the patient is going to be impacted, it gets the customers to think about this. And this is very, very important because often one of the key differentiators in any product is going to be the patient experience. What is it going to do for them? And that could be a very, very strong motivator for healthcare professionals because ultimately they want their patients to be happy and they want them to have great outcomes. So when customers think that everything that they do is in the patient's best interest and you help them to get there, this goes back to the podcast I did last week. It reinforces your brand. It adds brand value and strengthens their overall opinion of you. We like to think that healthcare professionals always do what's best for the patient. Every decision they make is going to be in the patient's best interest. But we know that's not always true. They make decisions based on contracts, unwillingness to change or consider change, and they don't want to go through a learning curve to have to use a new product. Or maybe they want to be loyal to a company or a sales rep or their institution or a product they trained with. There's lots of things they will think of before thinking about the patient. But when you keep talking about the patient, it reminds them why they do what they do. It's not that they forget, but it puts what you're trying to convey to them in a different context. It aligns the benefits that you offer with why they became healthcare professionals. Now, it won't always get you the sale, but if it makes them think about the patient, it may get you closer. The best way to serve the patient ultimately is to get your product into the hands of those who can use it to help patients. That requires a specific and specialized set of skills. That's what I teach at Medical Sales Academy. And if you want a head start on learning to have better conversations that not only focus on the patient, but also engages healthcare professionals in a way that they hear your message that it can't be ignored, then you want to attend the free webinar masterclass that I'm delivering this Wednesday at 2 p.m., 5 p.m., and 9 p.m. Eastern. There's no cost for this, and you want to attend this training session. To get more information and sign up, please go to medicalsalestraining.com/webinar. It's right here, medicalsalestraining.com/webinar. I hope you will carve out an hour and 15 minutes to attend this valuable training. You will be grateful that you did. And if you're like most people, you will send me an email and say, "Thanks, Mace. That was great. I learned a lot. I'm going to start selling differently." And you will get better sales results if you apply the information I teach you. So, you learned a little bit about placing the patient first and why you should place the patient first. Hopefully this has resonated with you. And if you talk about the patient, I promise you it will resonate with your customers. And even if it seems like it doesn't, if you're talking to a materials manager who seems like he or she just doesn't really care about the patient, all they care about is price, delivery time, contracts, on-time delivery, all these supply chain issues, you keep talking about the patient Because even somebody who works in materials management or contracts or in the C-suite, they can't ignore why their job exists and the institution where it exists. It's about taking care of the patient. So, as you move forward in your medical sales career, please don't forget what is most important. It is, that's right, the patient. The patient always comes first. Stay focused on that. Sign up for my free webinar. I will talk to you again next time. Get out there and make a difference. This is Mace Hara for the Medical Sales Guru Podcast and the Medical Sales Channel on YouTube. I will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.